hymn number 23 and our red hymnals number 23. We'll stand as we sing.
Our anger, we praise you, O God, we worship.
Jesus, Lord, open our eyes that we might see you today. Your glory, your grace, your goodness. Jesus, Jesus, our help. Oh God, open our eyes. Might behold the glory of God, the holiness of God, the goodness of God. Jesus, Lord, thank you that you are in this place. Thank you, Lord, you have called us to yourself today. You desire, Lord, to come to us. So give us hearts of faith, open hearts, oh God, to receive. Dear Jesus, Lord, you know our need today. And we ask, Lord, you would come and fill. Be everything, Lord, that we need, all in all. Lord, we thank you. We pray for our churches at home, God, and the fellowship, others that we think of today. Maybe we have friends and family members. Our hearts are there as well, Lord. Maybe missionaries around the world as we gather, Lord, in places of worship. Would you move in mighty ways? Would you bless with your presence, Lord, and those in those houses, oh God, would you meet in a very special way? And Lord, we pray today you would be blessed in our thoughts, in our singing, in our speaking, oh God, in our deeds. Lord, would you be honored today in this place? For your name's sake, amen. Amen. You may be seated. I'll save all of the preliminary introductions and welcomes for tomorrow night so we don't have to do it twice. But welcome. We're glad you're here. Some of you have been here for a time already. And so this is kind of the prelude to the beginning of a long pause. And it's a blessing to be back again here at camp. And I'll share tomorrow night and encourage everyone who's here that we have a privilege to kick off this camp season. And after this long intermission, and I always was thankful that the Chinese conference was before the first period the past few years when I've been here, because I know that they set a tone and they fill this place with praise and prayer. And we don't have that laid for us this year. And that's okay. God still works. But we have a day, an hour today to be the prelude to tomorrow and going into the summer. So it's a great privilege that we have to be here. And I know that we missed last year, all of us. And we've kind of felt a little bit of a bump in our rhythm of life. But God has been good and faithful. So let's come in faith today and believe even for tomorrow, for those who are coming, and for our first period and for this whole summer, that God would begin a work now. and this unofficial start, but that God would work in very deep and lasting ways. And so I encourage you today, if you want to share a thought, a testimony, a word, you have a song that you'd like us to sing, you can sing it out and start us, or you can request it. We don't have a lot of time this morning because I have a long sermon. And, but let's come and open our hearts to the Lord and be used by Him as well today. Let's sing this last verse.
Jesus, I do now receive Him more than all. In Him I find He hath granted me forgiveness. I am His.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
I need a friend like Him, a friend to
we could say and sing that I have Jesus.
Mm, yes.
I have Jesus.
Yes.
I was raised in a church, in a school, that we taught about God, and I remember when times when I got in trouble, how I thought about that and turned to God and prayed. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, that was only for Sunday, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe in school we did something. But how wonderful that we can know Him and need Him every hour, son. There's this verse in Hebrews where it says, "A new covenant will I make with the house of Israel after those days." It says, Hebrews 8, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and iniquities will I remember." There's so great salvation that Jesus brought to us, makes it work. It makes it more than a religion. It makes it a life of knowing and having the Lord. And I'm thankful for Pilgrim Camp because this place is focused to that intent, that we know the Lord. We pray that everyone that comes here will experience Him,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
That's your payment. And I couldn't ask for anything more. Oh, how wonderful it is to know the Lord.
Amen.
He comes to give us life and life more abundant.
Yes.
Newness of life. And I'm so grateful for this experience. I remember after having finished my school, I never went to church again. And I remember my brother, he found the Lord first, and he told me you could know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Wow, really? Mm-hmm. That I'm interested in."
Mm-hmm.
You know, not knowing about him, knowing about him. There's so many religions. But how wonderful that he brings us to the place where we can know him.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls us. He's drawing us. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. I remember the high school experience. What should I do in life? What should I be? But when Jesus came into my heart, I was in college at the time. You wouldn't think so. But I was in college at the time, and that became what we've learned to sing, the answer to all my questions. Knowing the Lord. Live out thy life with Him. Walking with God. And I'm so grateful for this, and I pray that this 75th season shall more than succeed in that experience in every life, that every life will come into this knowledge of our Lord. For all shall know me, from the least and even unto the greatest. I often thought, Lord, that includes me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know you, all that I might know you.
Yes.
Praise
God.
Could we pray that prayer that we would know Him, especially through this season, that there would be a greater knowledge of Jesus, the love of God that is wide and deep and long. It was Paul's prayer for the church. And let's pray that there are some people that I know, even from our church, and I believe from some others, this first period that are coming that have never been to camp before, at least not in the regular season. And some that are coming, I know, are newly saved and are still learning and growing. But we want to pray that this time would be profitable.
Yes.
that hearts would be open and ready to receive what God has for us. And even for the children, it's a different year. Kids that would normally be up in the village or as campers are going to be in the mix of things here. That God would reach them in a special way as well, even in adult meetings that they may be in, that God would just speak to hearts and they would know him. They may not understand every word that's spoken, but that Jesus would make himself known from the youngest to the oldest. And so maybe one or two would just lead out in prayer for especially this first period as things are coming tomorrow. Jesus.
Lord, we bring these people all before you, especially those who are newly saved and who may find things a little different up here, Lord. We pray, oh God, that you would come to them.
Yes,
Jesus.
By your Holy Spirit, reveal yourself
to them. Yes, God, you are faithful.
Jesus, revealed in me.
Yes, Lord.
Possible, Lord. You have done it. You do it for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for that. We pray that you would make their hearts tender and open to receive from you. We pray that you would give our ministers, Brother John and whoever else may minister, real wisdom to encounter Jesus Christ with them. We thank you, Lord, that you are in our midst here at Pilgrim Camp. You want to change lives. And you bring people here because of that, because you want to make them totally yours. We pray, oh Jesus, that you will work mightily in our midst. Come to the children, too, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
We pray again that you will give our pastors wisdom, give Brother John wisdom to reach the young and the old alike. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust you to do it.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Precious
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you have promised.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, you have promised. Oh God, you have promised. Jesus. Dear Jesus, oh God.
Thank you that you're able in the eyes and hearts of all. Oh God. And we pray that you would open eyes and hearts, prepare the hearts of like Lydia, oh God, to receive. Oh God, to receive the wonder of your salvation.
Jesus,
we pray, let not one miss this wonderful salvation that
has
bought for us with your own precious blood.
Yes.
Come, my Lord.
Yes.
Each and every one. You know each and every one.
Yes.
You know every need that will come, oh God. We pray that you touch each and every one.
Jesus.
And we also want to pray for our brother Bob Petfield also, that you would touch him, oh God. You know
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Oh, Savior,
yes, Lord.
Thank you that we can lift up
Jesus.
Our brother.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
To see your glory in his life,
Lord.
Oh God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for the blessed fellowship we've had with him, working side by side many years, joyfully serving you.
Yes,
now, Lord, God, we pray that you would beat him, oh God.
Jesus,
touch him,
come, Lord.
Oh,
help.
God.
Be his help, oh God. Jesus.
That you might be glorified.
Yes.
Be glorified.
Yes.
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus. Jesus.
Pray to the Lord that those that are coming, if they're carrying a special care or burden with them, and they find their place in your house and in this camp where your presence dwells, that you will help their burdens to roll away.
Yes.
You are a person who helps, who heals, who saves.
Yes.
But you also enter into our difficulties and you make them to just fall away, Lord,
Jesus,
in the light of your presence
you,
and
Lord.
Your salvation.
Thank
trust.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus Christ. We pray that
thank
you will
you,
come
Lord.
And do miracles.
Yes,
we're not asking to be wowed by you, but we're asking that you come and
Lord
do what
God.
Only God
oh,
can
God.
Do.
Yes,
and what
Lord.
Only God himself
Jesus.
Is willing to do for each
Jesus.
One of us.
Jesus.
Come to every boy and girl, Lord. If they haven't given their
Jesus.
Hearts to you, we pray
Jesus.
That you
yes,
will just
Lord.
Enter enter into their hearts and minds and help them to surrender to you. We pray that you will come and save souls.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we thank you that you are the God who we can trust. And so we pray that you'll do these things and that you will be in charge of every heart, first period, dear Lord. Undertake for everyone who's working too.
Yes.
Just give us your help, Lord.
Yes.
We enter with a joyful heart and pray that you'll give us a help as we work one with another. And we love you today and pray that your will be done and your kingdom will come to fulfill as it is in heaven. Thank you for
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Usually on this day at camp, there's a real awareness of Independence Day. There are flags and apple pie and ice cream and all kinds of activities and excitement. And George and Martha marching around camp, the Washingtons, from time to time there were spottings. And it's a little bit low-key this year. I almost can forget being up here what day it is. But we want to pray for our nation, that God would come to us again. We're going to look this morning of the nation of Israel and how they rebelled and forsook God and turned away. And so many parallels. But God has a people. And we want to believe that God would have mercy on us as a nation, that God would give wisdom to those who are in leadership, whether you like their politics or not. We're told to pray for them. It is for our benefit. And so let's do that this morning. We'll sing hymn number 499. If you would stand as we sing this. We're missing our full brass section for this song, but 499.
Of our fathers whose almighty hand leaves forth in beauty all the starry band of shining worlds. Read.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Sister Min, would you pray, please, for us? Jesus, Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, for this land.
Yes.
You know, Lord Jesus, that it is not what you look toward. But we pray, Lord, for your mercy, for your grace.
Yes,
Lord, for your great love to be poured out upon this land. God, that your kingdom would ring true again.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, that your truths would be held uprightly. We pray, Lord, that the churches in America would arise.
Yes.
Lord, and reveal the truth of God again.
Yes.
We pray, Jesus, that you yourself will reveal yourself.
Jesus.
God, as we said before, we need Jesus.
Yes.
America needs Jesus. And Lord, we pray that America will see their need. Lord Jesus, that they will get sick and tired of themselves and wanting their own way and wanting what they want and their rights. But God, that they would want God's way.
Yes.
That they would want Jesus Christ for themselves. And so, Lord, we pray that you would just pour out mercy upon this land. And God, that somehow, some way, you shall prevail. Lord, your kingdom shall go forward. Lord, that revival would come again.
Amen.
Yes.
God, that you would pour out your spirit and sweep over this land.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we need you.
Yes.
There's nothing else we can do. And oh God, we pray. We just ask. We plead with you, oh God.
Jesus.
Have mercy.
Yes.
Have mercy.
Oh God.
And Lord, that you would hear the cries of your people. There is still yet a remnant in America that wants God and desires God.
Gird
and so we pray
Lord,
that you would help us, oh God, that know you, Jesus, to reveal you to others, to tell people about Jesus.
Yes.
And Lord, that you would move by your Spirit,
Jesus.
We ask.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thy name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated.